Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is home to a rich variety of landscapes, from the waterways of the Delta and the towering redwoods to the deserts of the Mojave and the mountainous slopes of the Sierra Nevada. These ecosystems support tens of thousands of species that call the Golden State home. But California hasn't been immune to the threats and damage caused by habitat loss, human development, and climate change. And state officials say while they've managed to avoid significant losses of biodiversity, so far, many species and ecosystems are at risk or in decline. 5 years ago, California implemented a new initiative to conserve its land and waters and help protect its biodiversity. So today we're going to get an update on how things are going and what still needs to be done. Joining us now are Wade Crowfoot, the secretary of the California Natural Resources Agency, and we're also joined by June Bandeau, executive director of the California Native Plant Society. Welcome to you both.
Hey, great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Secretary Crowfoot, I want to start with you. Just remind us the role that the Natural Resources Agency plays in California and really the wide scope that your agency has.
Yeah, our agency is focused on helping people and nature thrive together. It includes CAL FIRE and state parks, our Department of Water Resources, our Department of Fish and Wildlife, our Clean Energy Agency, the Energy Commission, our Coastal Commission. So we have a big, broad agency, over 25,000 people across California stewarding our natural resources. And again, our focus is helping people and nature prosper and thrive together.
And partners like the California Native Plant Society. June, what is your background in the environmental field?
I'm an ecologist by training, although I spent a good chunk of my career outside of science, working in areas like diplomacy and international affairs, but definitely really excited to be back in California and working on environmental issues with incredible partners like Secretary Crowfoot and the California Natural Resources Agency and other organizations and partners across the state.
Give us a sense of just how rich California's biodiversity really is. What makes California unique within the country or even around the world?
Well, I'll say California is one of 36 biodiversity hotspots on planet Earth. What that means is we have a richness of nature that is almost unparalleled on our globe. We have more types of plants and animals and really every life form than almost anywhere else. And that's remarkable. California gets so much attention for our economy or our remarkable culture. But our nature is extraordinary, and it's not just the places like Yosemite and Big Sur and Joshua Tree. It's the life that's here. That's just remarkable.
What does biodiversity actually mean? What is included under the umbrella of biodiversity?
Well, biodiversity is essentially the uniqueness and the complexity of life that's found. Here, we're talking about California. And California has over 6,500 types of native plants, about a third of which are found nowhere else on Earth. And these native plants are the building blocks of all of our terrestrial, our land-based ecosystems. They support an extraordinary diversity of life. And so that biological diversity is really about the complexity of nature, all those building blocks that we depend upon as part of nature ourselves as humans.
How have you seen the state's biodiversity, native plants, take a hit or be impacted over the years that you've been doing this work?
Absolutely. Well, the number one risk is the loss and degradation of habitats in California. California has a lot of special places. We also have a large population. And so land use and loss of habitat has been the major source of threats to native plants. But we're also seeing factors that go along with climate change, like increased wildfires and changes in drought. Certainly, and the introduction of invasive species, all of these factor into the increased threats to native plant diversity and other biological diversity that we're seeing in California.
And there has been a response at the state level, of course. Secretary Crowfoot, you've joined us in the past about the 30 by 30 commitment. That's to preserve 30% of the state's land and coastal waters by 2030. How did this initiative get started? We're not that far away from 2030.
It's actually a global movement. And the idea is to stabilize our climate across the planet, to ensure that we have healthy natural resources like clean water and clean air. We have to take care of nature. We have to protect nature. We have to restore nature. And in California, we took that really seriously, and Governor Newsom established this target of achieving 30% conserved, protected lands and coastal waters by 2030. And then the legislature doubled down and passed it as a state law. So we are really focused achieving this target in this decade. Over the last few years, we've made remarkable progress, thanks to partners like June's organization and so many others, adding to that those conserved lands over 2 million acres. And this is important not only for plants and animals, which is, you know, nature, which, of course, is part of our identity in California, but again, for our future health and our current health. The quality of our water depends on the health of our ecosystems. So I talk about it as helping nature help us.
What percentage are you at now?
Well, the good news is we are closing in on 30 by 30. For our lands, we're at over 26%. So those are lands like national parks, state parks, but also increasingly open space and conserved areas in our backyards. Even where I live in Sacramento, I can get out to open space that counts for that 30 by 30. It protects that land for the benefit of the environment and expands open access. So 26% of our lands and almost 22% of our coastal waters. So to me, the goal is ambitious, ultimately achievable, with a lot more work ahead here in coming years.
Okay, so that's an interesting distinction because more than half of the state is public land. How does that differ from the conservation push, this 30 by 30 initiative?
For land to be counted in 30 by 30, it has to be durably protected, principally for environmental benefit. So, for example, we have 18 national forests in our state, and that's a lot of land across our state. Some of the land within national forests are wilderness areas, for example, and those are areas that are protected in perpetuity. Some of those lands are timber lands that are routinely forested, or I should say harvested for timber. And in most cases, those wouldn't count for 30 by 30. So there can be public lands that have access, some level of economic activity, but they're not durably protected for the environmental benefit. And so they don't count.
June, what goes into conserving land? Help a layperson visualize how this takes place and the work that you're involved with maybe conserving land for native plants.
Sure. Well, I would say the first thing is understanding what we're trying to conserve. And so efforts to actually document and understand the biodiversity that's here now in California are really important. We've been working with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and other partners to map California's vegetation across the state. So our organization and our partners are mapping more than 20 million acres of vegetation across California right now. And this kind of information is really important to understand where species are, especially species that are at risk, and where sensitive habitats are. So the first step is to understand what's there. Then we need a plan to protect it. And so Secretary Crowfoot mentioned the 30 by 30 movement. Where does that 30 by 30 number come from? Well, scientists worldwide agree that 30% by 2030 is the minimum that's required to protect nature and avoid the worst impacts of climate change. And 30 by 30 is actually a waypoint toward 50 by 50, which is an even bigger, more ambitious goal. So what does that conservation mean? It means identifying the areas that are most important to protect, putting them under durable conservation. That's a little bit jargony, but essentially it's ensuring that those areas have a durable level of protection, a plan to manage them, and then ensuring that the resources are in place so that the people and organizations who have the knowledge to steward those lands actually have the capacity to do so.
And to make this a reality, you need political will, right? So you have state leaders in California who are going all in on this. But as you mentioned, a lot of public land, the majority of public land is actually owned by the federal government. I know 30 by 30 is a distinction from public land, but you do, I would imagine, have to work with the federal government and get an investment or a buy-in from the feds. How does that impact the state's conservation goals?
Well, Vicki, as you pointed out, almost half of our land in California is owned and managed by the federal government. So if we're going to achieve 30 by 30, part of the solution is improving, strengthening conservation of public lands. So, for example, through establishment of a new national park or a new national monument. So federal leadership matters. President Biden established 30 by 30 as a national goal. This new administration, obviously, a much different approach. We saw a tax on public land in this Congress, a proposal, believe it or not, to enable millions of acres of Western lands, including in California, to be sold off for private development. That was moving through the Congress quite rapidly until there was a popular backlash. And it was a broad backlash. Democrats, Republicans, Californians, Wyomings, folks from Wyoming, folks that care about plants and birds, hunters, anglers. What impressed me about that was just this strong, clear American sentiment expressed that public lands matter. So I'm hoping that despite some pretty severe differences on environmental protection between our leadership in California and the new federal leadership, public lands are going to be protected and they're going to contribute to our 30 by 30.
You mentioned that we're almost at the 30%, the 30 by 30 goal, but with this new administration and different priorities, could that percentage dwindle? Could there be a setback in the next 3 years or so?
It's entirely possible. And that's why we were so strong and as part of this movement to push back on the sale of public lands. At the end of the day, it's never going to be mission accomplished. We need to conserve, protect lands, but then ensure that they remain protected and take care of those lands moving forward. We have a lot of goals in California: build more housing, build out our clean energy infrastructure. Our goal is to ensure that we can do both. We can continue to grow our communities and grow our economy and grow our conservation. And I think it's possible.
We only have about a minute left, but I want to end on the individual level, because when we talk about protecting biodiversity, limiting environmental damage, that can just seem like really big for a lot of people. You just don't even know where to start. So what are some easy, manageable, realistic actions that someone can take if they want to be part of this, June?
Well, I'll name three quick things. One is, if you're not involved with a local conservation organization, find one, learn more about the local issues in your area, and get involved. Two, if you have access to either a garden or a balcony or a community plot, plant a native plant. You're helping to support native pollinators. And third, I would say, look for opportunities to participate in a local community science project. These are opportunities to help us, again, understand the biodiversity that's out there.
Secretary Crowfoot, we got like 20 seconds left.
If anyone has a smartphone, download iNaturalist, which is a free app that you can use to take a picture of a plant or animal. It identifies it, but it also downloads it as a data point to the world's largest biodiversity database.
That is awesome. That's a great tool. I'm going to download it. Secretary Crowfoot in June, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Wade Crowfoot is the California Natural Resources Secretary, and June Bandeau is the Executive Director of the California Native Plant Society. We've been talking about protecting California's biodiversity and the state's 30 by 30 initiative, which aims to protect 30% of the state's lands and coastal waters by 2030. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.